Today's show is sponsored by new Findus toilet wallets. We're not sure what they are either.
We sell them, you smell them. So you just open it.
This is the technical difficulties. We are playing Citation Needed. I have an almost randomly selected article from everybody's favourite source of knowledge, Wikipedia, in front of me, and these folks cannot see it. Every fact that they get right is a point and a ding, and there is a prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
And your topic today is Simple Human.
Hello!
Hi!
Pass a bigger shovel, we're going to be digging deep today.
I use the cardinal directions of up, down, left and right. I think I qualify.
Is it like this, the whole sort of simple English thing or something? Like a
simpler version of the language?
Yeah, is it sort of an overall thing to try and achieve that in humanity or something? Or?
No, no.
Is it an album?
Oh, no, it's not. That's a nice prog rock album title.
And I say Simple Human.
It's pretty much granddaddy.
Yeah. It's something like, I thought it would be something like that. Okay, let's get the opposite. Is it an LP? Is it a film or something
is
like
it
that?
Media? Is it a
it's
media?
It's not media at all.
Okay, is it some kind of like eco-revolution?
Oh, not really, no.
Oh, sure, like a good life.
A notion about how mankind used to exist pre-evolutionary or something like that?
You're all thinking really quite big picture here and not at all commercial.
Commercial?
Commercial.
Oh, did they make bog roll?
Oh, you know what? You're getting a point.
What?
It's not that close. They make rubbish bins, but that's close enough out of the blue.
That's like standing in a pub with a dart in your hand, spinning around three times with your eyes closed, doing that and getting a bullseye.
That's how I play darts.
And that's why you're banned.
Oh, actually, yeah, I've seen Matt play darts.
Flailing!
They go actually, through to the other side
actually,
and into the wall.
And so, to be fair, it's more like standing in a pub with your dart in your hand, a pint in the other hand, throwing at the dartboard and knocking everything down in the skittle alley.
Yes. So Simple Human make bins?
They do. They are considered, and I quote here, amongst the most high-end trash cans on the market today. Can you tell me why?
Why are they some of the best
they
bins?
They wear a cravat.
Are they antibacterial or microbial?
Microbial. There, Matt. And the answer, no.
Are they made of gold? Or diamonds, or something otherwise desirable.
I'll give you a point for diamonds. It's
carbon.
It's durability.
Durability. They last a long time.
It's one of the reasons.
I can't count the number of times I've broken my bins.
No, you literally can't because it's zero.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've never broken a wheelie bin or anything in my life. I mean, I've ridden in one and I've never broken it.
Are we talking dumpster-styly things?
Yeah,
though,
actually.
That get serious industrial.
No, we're talking sort of much...
Kitchen.
Yeah, kitchen bins.
An unbreakable kitchen bin?
Do they do this solar compacting thing? Are they odour-proof?
Do they play a nice tune when you put something in them?
Do they make the tea?
I seem to recall a giveaway. Like, I feel it was some soft drink or other that gave you a little thing that you attached to your bin that made a noise every time you opened it.
What was the noise, though? It's not, all right, you've come home late from the pub one night. You know, you're in my situation, you know, you're a married man, you've snuck back in, not wanting to wake the wife up, you're taking your shoes off, you've done the lot, you've sneakily eaten the kebab that you said you weren't going to have, you tiptoe over to the bin, you know,
at this point, it's good you've taken your shoes off because you're sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah. Where have you been? That kind of thing. Great. Thanks for making a noisy bin thing.
You're right about technologically advanced bins here, but it's one thing in particular.
Techno
that does.
Bins.
No, that's just bins that dance to repetitive music.
This is not a product placement. This is just what random article pulled up for me.
Does it sift and sort and do your recycling for you?
No, it's much less advanced than that.
Does it play Freebird?
Does it let you put rubbish in it?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Easily. What would make that more...
Front flap.
How more easy than an open mouth?
It's not open mouth.
It's got an automatic lid.
Bingo. Oh. Point to you. It has an automatic sensor-activated lid.
And what... I think I've seen adverts for that now.
Yep.
What
like
are you
at midnight on a silly channel that no one ever watches anyway.
So what, you wave at it, play a trumpet... call it.
There is just no hope left for humanity, is there?
No,
really?
Not really. This is basically you wave your hand towards the bin if you can, and it opens for you until, of course, it breaks down, at which point it just becomes.
But they don't break, it says.
What happens when the bin turns against you and starts throwing banana peels in your face? Which will happen when the monkeys take over the world anyway.
What else have they added sensors to? Because there's other kitchen and bathroom stuff they've added sensors to.
Oh, knives. I've seen sensors in knives.
Oh, wow. What?
Forks. Sorry, no. It wasn't a knife, it was a fork.
Oh, God. Curry tonight's going to be entertaining, isn't it?
What would you do to a fork? What possible?
When you're cooking a steak, you put, it's got a temperature probe on it, and it tells you
bring
when it's
the temperature
done.
Probe.
So surely you just need a knife and a temperature probe.
Why? When you could have it in a fork that you can then use to eat it or something. I don't know. But it was a thing. You stuck in a steak. There was another pan. They've put a sensor in a pan as well.
What for?
Steak again.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that on a shopping channel of a pan that will tell you of what manner your steak will be done at the current temperature
my
of pan.
My big issue with this is that Brown watches shopping channels.
Of course I watch shopping channels.
He's a married man. What else is he to do? Yeah.
Occasionally we go down the shopping channels and go, nah. Bras, sorry love, no. Bras. Trousers that make your arse look better. Black one. I saw one for pasta as well.
We're actually looking in the bathroom for this.
Scales.
Toilet.
I like the idea that they put an insensitive in the scale. Step off, Lardo. I can't take this anymore.
That's the old gag, though, isn't it? You step on the scale, it says one at a time, please. No coach parties.
Bog roll.
That's a good place. No, it's not, actually. It's very obvious when you've run out of bog roll.
But that answer's already got me points once before, so I thought I'd try it again.
Not this time.
It's not absurd, though. I mean, not in a private bathroom, but in, like, works ones, because you've got the automatic tap sensors. I've seen ones for...
You're getting close with automatic tap sensors, by the way.
Yeah, and there's the things where you give it that number, and it gives you a couple of sheets to dry your hands on, so bog roll's just the next one on that stage.
Yeah, but people want different amounts, don't they? You don't
just but you just go...
Sheets.
Yeah.
You've basically... Toilets. Everything in the bathroom apart from the one. You've got the water...
Toilets,
towels,
showers...
Bingo, point.
Oh, yeah.
Just going back to your bog roll thing, do you want to be sat in a work in setting, in a cubicle, and if you go, you have to do this or something to get the toilet
It would
to
be great
out.
For the Queen.
Yes. She'd never stop it. She'd just be surrounded by it. She'd be like...
Slowly, just this hand as the paper rises.
It's like winding on her wedding dress.
It's winding round her hand. Stopping no! It. She looks like a naughty Andrex puppy when they find her. But the other thing, on a toilet roll dispenser turning it, like you say, in a public one, there's not much left.
Go careful now. Yeah. If it was a curry, choose another stall.
Isn't that what toilet attendants used to probably do? You imagine, not that one. She's out. Use number one.
Can you tell me anywhere they might be sold? We're looking for American retail stores.
Walmart.
Well, possibly, but we're looking for sort of more.
Bed, Bath and Beyond.
At point!
Oh!
Damn!
Spot on. I always did wonder what Beyond was.
Electric bins.
Electric speaky clever bins and toilet roll warning devices.
Danger, bog roll.
I want danger bog roll.
Each sheet a new danger. This one is
Cactus.
Covered in crocodiles. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with this one. Poison Ivy!
But why would I? She's lovely.
No, just you've got Russian roulette toilet paper. One's
chili.
One sheet.
Capsaicin, yeah.
One sheet out of every six has poison ivy or capsaicin on it.
Oh, yes!
One out of six, spearmint.
Tingly, but not necessarily wrong.
The mint sauce kind of.
TCP.
Whoa!
You can smell
witch
that one
hazel.
From Tea tree.
That would spice up toilet breaks, wouldn't
Russian
it?
Russian toilet.
Yes!
Whoa. Wheel of Fortune.
Oh! Wheel of Fortune. Yes! I've got, in my head, Nicky Campbell.
Nicky Campbell!
Or Pat Sajak, for you Americans out there, just kind of spinning the wheel and you wonder what it'll land on.
I'm sorry, that's porcupine.
You've got aloe vera.
Aloe vera. Hey! Does anyone want to tell me what Bed, Bath & Beyond used to be called? Because the first one opened in 1971. It had a different name.
Is it something really prosaic, like Harrison's home supplies?
Sleep, health, privy, and whatever.
I'd say it's about one third more prosaic.
Bed and bath.
Correct.
Wait, we're selling more than just beds and baths. What do we call it? Bed, bath, beyond will probably do, everybody. Should we knock off early?
Bed, bath, and a third item. Come in to see what it is.
But I need some pillows, a new plug for the bath, and some tarot cards.
That was the second version of the name. It was just hanging off the edge of the store.
Bed, bath, and tarot cards.
Bed, bath, pillows, some other things, and tarot cards.
While we're on Bed Bath & Beyond, by the way, since we seem to be going down this wiki hole, they've bought a lot of companies. Can you tell me what the name of the company that sold Christmas trees was that they bought about 2003?
Green Pricks.
What?
Chris Masterson's Christmas Trees.
You're all being far too serious here.
The Christmas Tree Shop.
Point!
God! I was so close.
What do you sell? Cars.
Right, there is one last thing that simple humans sell, which is a sensor mirror. Can you tell me what it does?
Tells you you're ugly.
I was going to say...
Mirror on the wall.
What? How do I look today? Northern Rushman. F***ing dreadful.
Is it a senseless mirror? Or just...
Senseless mirror.
Idiot!
A really insensitive...
Why did you leave the house?
A sensor mirror. I mean, what? Does it tell you you've brushed your teeth? You're
looking for gestures? I've got to be honest. All the sensors so far are just if something is close to it. Like, it's not much of a sensor.
Does it turn the lights on?
Point.
It turns the lights on if you're close to the mirror.
Yeah, so
how do you know you're close to the mirror if the lights aren't on?
It doesn't turn the room lights on.
Sensor mirror. Boing! And you hammer the light switch, which is just set up nearby.
Why?
I've sensed the mirror.
Why did I install this mirror? I've got to turn the lights off again now.
Mirror, mirror on the ball.
Oh, you bastard.
All right, at the end
Same with the oven.
At the end of that.
It's the most dangerous house going.
The hot the tap on the bath.
Dunk!
Mystery biscuits! Oh, yeah.
Honey, will you switch on the light in the living room?
I don't want to use the waste disposal.
I need to fry some bacon. Can you turn on the gas?
At the end of that, congratulations, Matt.
He did score all the genuine points, though.
He did actually get the answers. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you win a gift voucher to everyone's favourite communist high street shop, which is Marks and Spencer, so don't enjoy that. Until then, that's been Matt Gray. That's been Gary Brannan. That's been Chris Joel. I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for watching. If you like the show, then tell someone, tell us, or send us a telegram. And there are all new episodes of our Reverse Trivia podcast over at techdiff.co.uk.